From London, BBC Caribbean Report.
The people of the Netherlands Antilles are voting to form a new government. There is shock in Guyana after the discovery of four burnt bodies in a farmhouse, and how the Caribbean may have played a part in the collapse of U.S. oil giant Enron. I'm Bertram Nels, and this is BBC Caribbean Report. The people of the Netherlands Antilles were voting today to choose a new administration for the Five Island Federation. While economic issues dominated the campaign on the main island of Curaçao, where the federal government is based, the other four territories debated seceding from the grouping. The voting was steady on Curaçao, with suggestions that between 70% to 80% of the electorate will cast their votes for 14 of the 22 seats in the federation. The other eight are distributed among St. Martin, Bonaire, Saba and St. Eustatius. The coalition government of Prime Minister Miguel Poirier has cut jobs and expenditure by a third to slash its heavy debt. I asked journalist and managing director of Z86 radio station, Orlando Qualis, whether the spending cuts had hurt the administration.
In some areas, yes, but it is interesting that the party that has been the principal party of the Four Curaçao Party coalition is actually the favorite to win this election anyway here in Curaçao. It is generally felt that the main Curaçao parties in the coalition will have enough strength out of this election to become the principal.